singing Irish bar songs. Like,
and you like this as a bit or seriously?
I like this seriously. They're catchy. There's a great song called Why Patty Won't Be Coming In for Work. It's actually very funny. It's very clever. The premise of the song is that...
I think I understood the premise. She's not coming home from work. No, please. I really don't.
No, Patty is not going to work. Patty's not going to work because Patty was lifting up bricks. I don't know. He was lifting up bricks and got hit in the head by a barrel of bricks. So it's some pretty serious trauma to the skull, and he's in an ER. He's comatose, and so he can't come to work.
How long do you think you're actually going to listen to this? I give you 2 days, and then you never talk about it ever again.
I listened to it for 2 full hours today.
That's too much.
And it's a long
playlist. It's too much. You're going to burn out.
It's a long playlist. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. The next key step is trying to force it onto my friends.
Yeah, it's not working.
And speaking of friends.
Segue alert.
Yeah. Ooh, well, don't say
segue.
It.
Segue.
It was real smooth until you said, okay.
Ooh, like Santana and Rob Thomas over here. He's smooth.
Are you done?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I bring on the guests? Okay. All right. Our next guest started doing stand-up comedy with me in D.C. Same time as me. We came up together, two brothers from another mother. He's now out in Chicago crushing it in the stand-up scene. He's also the host of the Ish Please podcast. Please welcome to the podcast, Sean Banks.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Hi, Sean.
How are you doing? Sean, I'm a little surprised. You have a catchphrase you usually say when you go on stage. I thought you were gonna use it right now to say hi to us.
Oh, I mean, I know. I mean, I can do it over again if you would like me to, because, you know, at this point, it's quite iconic, so I can
do it. Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do it over.
Let the audience hear it.
Okay, so.
So lead him in, Elliot.
Hello, comedy. Oh, my God. Wow,
sorry.
Anthony is stepping over my...
Well, I guess Anthony will edit this one. Okay. Please welcome Sean Banks.
Hello, comedy whores. How are we doing out there? Thank you for having me.
Oh, we're doing great. Watch your language, though, for real, because this is a podcast for kids, and we don't put up with that sort of sexist, misogynistic language.
Was the end of your catchphrase, how are you doing out there? I like a catchphrase that's a question.
Yeah,
that's pretty
you know,
fun.
I always love to keep the conversation open. So like I just go on there, introduce myself, give you a little bit of who I am. But then also I'm like, how are you doing as well? So mm-hmm. Yeah, I've just, I still say that to this day every time I get on stage, and it still works just as well. So.
Right. Was there a time when you decided to start using that, or was that kind of just like a crutch that you came, like, what was the inception of the catchphrase?
I think, okay, so I would always just go on stage and just do my normal thing, like, hey, what's up, going on, whatever. And then one of my, like, favorite, I don't even know if it's really, like, a curse word, but, like, I just love the word whore. I don't know, it just, like, comes right off the tongue. I just love that word. And then I actually think I was talking to a friend of ours, Alani, and it was at the Beer Baron, the fucking comedy shuffle. We were there, and such a throwback. And I remember like being like, oh girl, you're horrible, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. And then like, I just remember like looking over and being like, what if I just said that on stage? Just like, what if I like, just like comedy whores, whatever. And then like, she was just like, yeah, try it. And then, I went on stage and like, I said like, hey, comedy whores. And then the whole room erupted and laughed. And I was like, I'm going to stick with that. So.
Do you see a different reaction with the men and women in the audience? Like, do men cheer and women boo, or is it like universal cheering? How does it work? How does it shake out?
It's mostly universal cheering. It's
nice.
Mostly women that enjoy it because they're like, yeah, it's a gay guy, yes.
especially in
it's
DC.
It's not misogynistic men going, yay, a word I like.
Or like, yeah, like, yeah. Then I'm like,
you ever get that reaction? You ever get that one dude who's like, hell yeah. Yeah.
No, I got that this past Tuesday when I was performing. Yeah, I got that. Like, there was like this guy, he was in the front row at the comedy bar, and he was with his, I think, wife. And then like I did I was like, hey, comedy core, and he was like, yup, yup. I was like, all right. So, a lot of energy, but thank you, sir. But yeah, so like women mostly love it, and like guys, I will normally check their facial expression, and they're just kind of like, all right, I'm ready for this.
You haven't won me over yet.
Exactly, like whatever this is gonna be, okay. Like, so yeah,
you, it's can, kind of... you can do a quick follow up with like, what's up, comedy bros? And then, like, pound a beer, crush it on your
but
head.
But bro is not negative at all. There's no connotation to it. It needs to be more negative.
What about this? I might start doing this on stage. What if I come up on stage and I'm like, what's up, comedy fuckers?
<What's> up? But that one's not gendered at all.
Okay, what about, what's up, comedy pledges? Go sit on the wall, bows and toes. Would that be anything?
All right, the that's audience, pretty like, frat specific. Right. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I think yeah, also yeah. because, like, I think also because like I'm such a flamboyant gay man, like I can be kind of malicious and like it's always read as like fun and sassy and stuff like that. Like, you know, I will fully roast people. You've seen me. Like, I will fully roast people and call people ugly bitches I can't dress. And they'll be like, oh my God, I feel seen. Like, yeah. It is just because like just I come off as very, you know, like fun and sassy.
Yeah, I start all my stand-up sets. I go, hey, what's up, whores? And then I just get booed. I get kicked off stage. I get the light.
Yeah, Anthony, I saw that you, Anthony, walked on one time and he was like, wow, what a beautiful room full of stupid motherfuckers. Everyone was like, who is this guy?
Yeah, the what's only guy doing? In Austin to ever get booed off stage.
Oh. Yeah, well, whenever, it's not that counts, and I know you did.
Whenever I interact with an audience member, I feel afraid to roast people because I feel like... there's like very few people I can talk to where it's not like just immediately punching down. I was somewhere in DC and there was like a drag show happening and the drag
Capitol
hosting. What?
You were at the Capitol? January 6th? Is this what you're talking about?
Yeah, I was at a drag show January 6th.
At the Capitol.
By the reflecting pool, though, so opposite end of the mall. Sure, why not? Well, why not? That's where the story took place.
Okay, wow, expose him right now.
the drag queen, I actually have some pretty interesting theories that I will share off air about our government and the Hollywood.
Interesting.
No.
Oh, okay, wow.
They're turning the frogs gay.
Oh my God.
Do you want to hear my government conspiracy?
All right, yeah, so we won't even finish the story.
We'll get to your story. We'll get to it.
Go, Anthony. Just go.
Nancy Pelosi, pretty hot. That's my conspiracy.
Oh, my God. Oh. Oh. Shut it down now. Shut it down. No.
Bad politician, but pretty hot.
Pretty
controversy,
hot.
Yeah.
Anthony, are you attracted to power, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you find sexy in Nancy Pelosi? It's the power.
The power, the bod, the hair.
was the moment when she kind of gave you that clap, were you just like, oof, this is I need someone that can give me that kind of like subtle yet also powerful energy, just being like, yeah, you know what I'm talking, you know what I'm
yeah
talking.
When she did that video, I then took it and I learned Adobe Premiere so I could edit myself into it, and then I just watched that on a loop.
Well, there you go.
You watch a loop.
Elliot, tell your story.
Oh my God.
No. Let's dig more into this. Let's dig. No. You interrupted.
Let me
you
off the hook.
And now we.
I want to hear about the drag queen story. I want to hear it.
Yeah, me too.
Basically, this drag queen was like, I had like come from a show and someone was like, he does stand up. And then the drag queen brought me up and was like interviewing me. And she was like, read me. She was like, read me. And I didn't know what that meant. And I was like, mm-hmm. read. I was like, a book? I don't. what is that? I was like, I can read you my notes app. And she was like, no. She was like, it means roast me. It's what we call it. We call it reading. And I was like, this feels like a trap, right? Like, what do I say here? Like, I don't know you at all. I am like so cold. I could not have been more uncomfortable. I was just like, I'm good. Thanks, though.
That is hilarious. You're like, I don't know what reading is. But yeah, I get that a lot, too. And I actually do it. And it's funny. I was actually in New York this past April with I was in New York for my ex-boyfriend's brother's engagement party. And we were around like the most boring and whitest of white people. And they were all like,
oh,
yeah,
because he was
like,
there.
Oh, yeah, you were sitting next to me, right?
Right. Oh, yeah, that was great. I didn't want to name names, but.
I was there learning Adobe Premiere. Sorry if I was boring.
Yeah. And like everyone there, you know, except for you guys, was like, oh, like, because like he told him that like I was a comedian and stuff, and they were like, basically, like, oh my god, we love John Mulaney. Oh my god, we love blah blah blah. There were a few I love Louis C.K.'s, and I was like, oh wow. But they were all pretty much also like, oh my god, roast me, or like the girlfriends were bringing their guys over to me, be like, oh my god, roast him, tear him to shreds, like yada yada yada, and I'm just like. I mean, sometimes I would, but like after like the second person, I was like, "This is where are we going with this?" It's like, yeah. I don't know. So
that seems very hard to do more than once. Like yeah. Once, you probably have the energy especially, of the room.
Because everything worked for everyone. It's like y'all all look like a Vineyard Vines catalog. Across the room, like that
yeah,
is
I remember
like
that
it
actually hurt my feelings a lot. I think I look pretty good. I think I look good. My grandma says I'm handsome. I don't know why you're coming at me like this. Sean, you're one of the only I've only done roasts twice, and the only one mm-hmm. that I had more fun at was I roasted Sean on his birthday. Was it your birthday?
It was for Valentine's Day.
It was on Valentine's. It was an anniversary thing. Mm-hmm. And I was preparing for a roast. I feel like if you gave me like, if you're like, you're in a roast competition, these are the 7 comics and it's like a bracket. I could prepare roasts for like all of the comics as long as I had the time. That was the one. That's the one time I had a lot of fun at a roast. I had my favorite joke. My favorite roast of Sean that I did was I said, I'm going to do it on the podcast. Pretty good. I said, Sean loves coming on stage. And saying, hey, comedy whores, which is proof that you can be unfunny and still be successful in comedy as long as you make white women feel like they're at brunch. Like, pretty good.
That's pretty good.
I knew you were
going
to say that. That was really funny.
I butchered it a little bit. yeah, but because I'm not reading my notes.
But don't worry. It killed in the room. It killed in the room, though. So.
Oh, yeah. All 6 of us on the Zoom loved it.
That was funny. Yeah, that was great. Yeah, that was a fun time. It was you, me, Alani, Emily,
and M,
yes. And you were really funny. M was really nice. And then Alani was just like, you stupid, you fake, you broke. You got on me for dating white men, and now look at you, bitch. Like,
that's almost identical to the roast I did of Elliot at his birthday. And it was not received
really well.
People were like, this is offensive on so many levels, and doesn't even make sense.
Stop. They were like, Andy, you can't be doing an accent right now. That's bad.
Any standouts, Anthony, that you know you want to let us know that really just set the room on fire?
Pass.
Okay. On that note, how about we go ahead and do some improv? How's that sound, you guys? Sound good?
Good. Yes.
Lovely.
No. Sean so says lovely, no. Shaking his head no at the same time.
Oh yeah, so yes, lovely.
Better.
That sounds great. We should do that.
Nice. All right, Sean, all we need from you is a location.
We are at the Eiffel Tower.
The Eiffel Tower. Okay, perfect.
Cool. I'm so happy you met me here at the Eiffel Tower 10 years after the day we first met, and I just have a really important question for you. Will you roast me?
I mean, I know we've talked about this before, and I know it's something that you have wanted for me for a while, but I feel like now is the time, you know, on our 4-year anniversary that I feel like I know enough about you to really go in on you.
Yes, I'm so excited. This is what I've wanted. Like, I'm sorry to make the anniversary about me, but like, this would just really make my day. And then in return, like, I'll get you a bouquet of flowers or something that you might want.
Well, you know, you normally make everything in our relationship about you. So, you know, I feel like what's different now?
Oh, you sound just like my ex-girlfriend, therapist, and parents.
Well, there you go. I mean, I feel like this is just... Also, if I didn't let you know, the roast has started now.
Okay. Ooh, I'm excited. This is fun. Yeah, I don't want to fight. Go ahead. It's your time. And you brought a comic friend, right?
I did, actually, because I thought, you know, someone else needs to know what I've been going through for the past 4 years. So I thought I would bring someone along as witness.
Bonsoir.
Oh, very French.
It's me. Yeah. How are you doing, Sean? It's been so long. Mwah. Mwah. It's good to see you. Is this the skinny little bitch that we are going to be roasting today?
Oh, yes. Call me skinny.
Oh, Sean, yes, another white man? Surprise, surprise. Oh, I think you have a type, no?
Oh, the roast is about me. It's not about Sean.
Shut up. Don't look at me, huh? You speak when you are
spoken to. This is good. I'm having a lot of fun.
You only speak when you are spoken to, you dirty American pig. Okay, okay. Sorry, have we started? I don't know. I'm so very excited.
How'd you know I was a cop?
You have been doing so well. You're doing so. You're speaking better with him than I have been able to in the past 4 years. And thank you. Thank you so much, Elliot, for coming and really letting him have it. Tony, yeah, this is Elliot. I actually met him the other day when you stood me up at the restaurant that I picked out for us to go to. And Elliot was actually kind enough to pick up the bill. And we actually hung around the entire city. And he showed me a great time. So
we had a great time. We smoked.
Well, I'm sorry for missing it.
At my favorite cafe, that was it. Mainly was smoking cigarettes. It's what we do. It's what we're good at. Yeah, of course. So, Sean, you can you take it away, and I'll just stand right here. I'll interject whenever.
You know, typical white man to take over, ooh, colonize a place that was doing just good, and just to really make it their own. And I feel like you do that too often. You know, you do it too well. You know,
That's true.
You always wear cutoff shirts. You never can take any. You never want to do that. I actually, if you want to come to the gym with me, you never want to go. It's like, what, you cutting off these shirts and showing off what, Anthony?
Okay, maybe I don't work out, but I'm happy to show off my tan, even if it's a farmer's tan. Well, it's a reverse farmer's tan, but I'm still proud of it.
You are brighter than a lobster, my friend, okay? You are the same color as one third of my French flag. No, stop taking... Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm having a great time so far.
This is why people like Elliot don't like us Americans, because I bought us a dual Duolingo account so that we could learn French, and you didn't even want to do that. You just stayed at home, and you watched American Horror Story, and not even Coven, which is my favorite season. You didn't even take it into account.
Well, I kept trying to learn Premiere so I could edit myself into the pilot episode. It didn't work. I couldn't figure it out. It was too hard.
Okay, I'm sorry. I sort of feel like we've lost track of the roast a little bit. Are you two having a discussion right now? Should I be here? Should I step away? Maybe I...
Well, you know, in a roast, how the person talks back and they go, oh, that's fun. Or like they fight back a little
bit. Never been a single roast I've ever done. I'm a very experienced roaster.
Okay, well then do a joke.
I'm French.
Okay, do a joke.
Number one.
You're a joke, Anthony.
Oh la la.
Okay, fair. Tough but fair.
Here I go. Anthony, what is there to say about you? But you are
please don't be about my teeth. Please don't be about my teeth.
You have the worst teeth I've ever seen. I mean,
no.
You had me fooled for a British man. There's one thing I hate more than the Americans is the British. I mean, you look like you have the complexion of a fried fish. The fried fish is the British eat, huh? All right?
Okay, you're kind of repeating material. You said lobster already.
do not disrespect people in their native land.
Sean, I can't do this.
Stop it.
This is
so unprofessional. He's not very good.
No, this is so unprofessional. He's not very good as a roaster. This is so unprofessional. You know, I see it. I'm out. Okay, I'm stalling out. Okay, Sean.
Oh, you're out? You're out? Well, how about this? Push off the ledge.
Oh, I'm French.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Oh, I shouldn't have done that. Oh, I didn't think he would actually fall off
the ledge. I can't believe this. We can't. God. See, this is why
you killed another roaster.
Oh, my God. See, this is why. I always knew that if I roasted you, you would take it too far. And this is what happens now. And now you're in France and you're going to get arrested. Because I'm not going to. You can't call me out and be like,
Excuse me, oh, sir.
Who are you?
Security.
Who are you?
Yeah, who are you?
Eiffel Tower security. Sir, did I just see you push a man off the Eiffel Tower? Did I just watch that happen?
No, it was a bird.
It was a bird?
It was a bird that flew away.
I saw it was a man. Yep. I'm going to need both of your identifications right now. My name is Officer Rollins.
Excuse me. Sir, I do not know who this man is. I see him right here. I do not know who this man is.
Well, you're holding hands, so it's a little confusing to me. Looks like the two of you.
Yeah. Yeah, he's, you know, I don't know him. I feel like he was out here, you know, ranting and raving, and he was talking about a farmer's tan, and I don't know anything about that.
Because, reverse farmer's tan.
Well, whatever, sir. I don't know. Whatever.
Tan on the torso only, and my arms are white.
Yeah, tan France, whatever you say, sir.
I'm gonna need the both of you to give me your IDs right now. Passports.
I'm actually from London. I don't even understand.
You're
like,
from London?
I'm from South London.
You're from South London. You don't sound like any South Londoner I've ever met. Now, I know what you're thinking.
Yeah.
I don't sound like a Frenchman.
I'm from South
Paris, but it's well known that South Parisians sound like this. You, my friend, this is something different.
Wow, so you're going to tell me where I come from? Wow. I feel like as a person of color, I feel like that's very offensive, sir, for you to come for me and tell me where my language can or cannot be come from. I have plenty of friends in South London. I will turn around and I will
leave.
You're
sweating a lot, sir.
Yes. No. Well, hold on.
You're sweating a lot.
Hold on a second. I think we've had a misunderstanding.
Yeah, I think it has been a misunderstanding. And you know what? On that note, you, sir, with your reverse tan, and you, sir, with your badge. Yeah. You know what? The security guards in South London, they actually protect people. They don't annoy people. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to, you know, go on about my way, and I'm just going to take the train back to South London. So you two have a great time, okay? Anthony, delete my phone number.
Wow. You know, I'm actually a cop too. I don't know if you heard earlier.
Hey man, we're not friends. We're not.
No, come on.
We're not. We don't need to.
I'm the Empire State Building police.
You work for the Empire State
Building? Yeah, I do ground floor and top floor.
Oh man, they got me stuck on the middle right here.
Oh, that sucks. You never get to do the speed ride on the elevator?
No, never, man.
You never get to do a cannonball run?
No, that's... Listen, I'm on duty right now, but I don't know. Would you want to get drinks sometime? I think we could. I think we
push.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Honey, it's just so romantic. France on our first ever, our first date. You flew me to.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What the fuck? Oh my God, what is happening?
Oh my God, there's another one. There's another one. Oh God.
What?
When I wanted to hit the ground running, this is not what I meant. Oh my God.
Honey, this is not the time to be cracking puns. This is
I'm so sorry.
Visceral human foods. Why is no one alarmed? Why is everyone treating this like normal?
I don't understand. Everyone's just like looking around like,
hi, Empire State Police. How can I help you guys?
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. We were just walking around and we were just like on our date.
And these two bodies, they just fell down and I'm covered in blood.
Nowhere.
You guys push them? Did you push them down?
How could we have done that? We are on the ground. What do you think this is?
Okay, explain this trampoline then.
Wait, I'm sorry.
What's this trampoline doing?
I'm an aerobic exercise teacher, okay? I care about fitness and I care about bodies and I can't help these bodies.
You don't look very fit.
Oh my, wow. Are you here to protect us? Are you here to roast us? Are you here to protect
well,
us?
Well, I do moonlight as a stand-up comedian at night.
Wow.
Get booed off every stage. I open up with all my pro-cop jokes and I get booed off every stage.
How are you in charge here? Did you say you were an Empire State Building Police? So you're not...
But I figured I could help.
I don't want your help. I want a real authority.
Yes! Like, we're literally covered in blood. Like, he has brain leaking out of his hair right now. Like, it's like, what are you gonna do?
To shock, he's not smarter then if he's got all that extra brain roast.
Okay.
And also, cops are good.
Okay.
Wow.
John, wow. Let's go.
I'm catching the first flight back. I'm so done with this.
Going right back to the airport.
Yeah, exactly. No. Thank God we flew first class.
Yeah, I guess we're just going to miss your brother's wedding. I didn't even want to go to that anyway.
You know, it's fine. I don't think it's going to work out anyway. You know, I don't think it's going to work out anyway. It's fine. He just couldn't do it. He was like an animator, but he could only draw people waving. So
bring.
Sorry, it's
bring Sean's phone. Bring.
Hello. Yes, hi.
I'm
this
having
is Sean.
Cold feet about the marriage. I'm having cold feet. Do you think I should go through with it? Or do you think I should focus on my passion, animating?
I mean, you don't really sound very animated right now, so maybe we should talk about that. Why are you having cold feet?
Well, I'm doing an experimental foot procedure where I stick them in a deep freezer to try to get rid of this wart. Oh, wait, do you mean about the wedding or about my... You mean about the wedding.
Anthony.
Yeah, well, I found out he has a separate bank account.
Okay, Anthony, let's just have a moment. If you're going to try to talk to me again to try to quit your six-picture-paying job as an animator at Pixar to pursue comedy in New York... I'm gonna tell you again. It's a no, no. This is why I think you're having cold feet. You're so non-committal. You have everything going well for you, and you continue to want to go out there to bars and tell jokes every now and then.
Well, I'm tired of making all the Pixar moms so hot. Okay, it's not a rewarding job. After the 10th time, you're like, I want to be challenged. And what's the best way to challenge? Maybe hit the clubs, hit Cellar 77, and do a mic.
And you know, some challenges should be left at that, as a challenge. Sometimes you're not going to overcome every single challenge, okay? You've had plenty of challenges in your life, okay? You are the first out of all of us to graduate college. You are the first out of all of us to visit the Eiffel Tower. You are the first out of all of us to even find...
Wait, aren't you there right now?
Well, yeah, but you came here 2 years ago.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. That was in my
yeah.
fugue
See,
state.
Again, you can't commit to anything or just stick to anything. This is what we're talking about. This is why, you know what? I think Cheryl was talking to me the other day, and she was telling me that you were telling jokes in your sleep.
Oh, my God. Not again. I spent so much money on sleep analysis and all these doctors.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm traveling all across the country. I'm driving to San Francisco, to the tip of Texas, to the top of Oregon, to Massachusetts. And all the doctors say the same thing. They say, you're crazy. Like, this is not a disease. They just, yeah.
You can't just keep walking around to all these different parts of the country and keep telling people to pull your finger. No, this is not going to keep working. You know what?
No, but it's a misdirect. Instead of farting when they pull my finger, I take a full shit.
Scene.
Oh my god.
Wow. Wow.
Wait, we're a great place to end on that thing.
A coffee and a beer has a weird effect on me. I'm feeling weird.
All right. Sean, thanks for coming on the podcast. This was so much fun. Is there anything you want to plug or promote?
Well, thanks for having me on, guys. It's been so much fun. follow me on Instagram, and then also listen to me and my best friend's podcast, Ish Please. It's just me and two lovely queer people of color just like talking, you know, about things and giving our opinion on different topics that we may or may not be experts on. Elliot was formerly a guest on there, and ooh, probably our most highest rated episode, I would say.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of listeners.
People came to us afterwards and they were just like, wow, that was some hot podcasting on that day. So, but yeah, and then, you know, follow me on Instagram. I'm out here in Chicago, you know, performing shows. I always post them. And so just follow me there and then listen to the podcast. It's available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify as well.
All right, everyone, go ahead, follow Sean on Instagram, follow their podcast Ish Please. You could, of course, follow me on Twitter at Elliot with one T. You could follow Anthony at Tony_Ferraro7 and stay up to date with the podcast on Twitter and Instagram by following at Pasta Party Pod. Stay al dente.